with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Are we loving Christians? What does that mean if we say, yes, we are loving Christians? But I know not every day we're all perfect, but if basically we're loving Christians, what does that mean? Is that just a sentimental, oh yes, I'm a loving Christian? Or does it have substance? Are we dependable? Or are we constant? Are we committed to the Lord? Are we excited about church and about worshiping and about praying every single day? Are we energized? If you look at the hymn, the processional hymn, read it again during the week, especially the second verse. Are we energized by the Lord? Are we willing to be vulnerable? Are we willing to be giving? Are we courageous, but also compassionate? Are we merciful? Are we tolerant? Well, if it's all yeses, that's stewardship. We're living in stewardship. Now, as I look through the lessons today, it even started off with the collect for me. In the collect, it says, Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. God provided the Bible for us. It's not a list of good things for him to think of. It was provided for our learning. And good stewardship, good love, the next sentence tells about it. We ask him, we say, grant us so to hear them, read them, mark, in other words, take a pen and pencil, you know, mark some thoughts, some questions, just mark them in our Bibles, and then learn more about them, and then inwardly digest them. If we don't eat, we die. If we don't have the Lord's word in us, we'll die. We won't be good disciples. Our love is intentionally knowing and learning, accepting and sharing the Lord. And that's what the collect is all about. And then even though the Old Testament lesson from Malachi is short and sweet and to the point, boy, it has a lot to say though. When all the arrogant and all the evildoers, see the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. So that it will lead them, neither root nor branch. But here's the but, and there's another but in the gospel at the end. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. So even though we're not perfect, there's a but in there for us who revere the Lord. So we will have a root. And what does that mean if we have a root? That means we might be cut down, but we're going to grow back up because we're going to have a root. What does having a branch mean? We might be cut off for a little bit because of our sins, but because we revere the Lord, what happens? God can plant that branch, us, and we'll grow again. What an awesome, short little reading, but power-packed with love and hope and good news for us. So those who revere and respect the Lord and love the Lord, there's always a but for us, because he's there for us. And then in 2 Thessalonians, Paul tells us, we're not to be idle. Idleness does not equal love. Idleness does not equal love. Because it means we're not working for the Lord, we're not caring about God and His will for us and what we can do for others, we're not witnessing, we're not obeying, we're not giving, we're being idle, we're not doing anything. We have no value. And then St. Paul says, but for us, meaning him and Timothy and the others, we never burned you. We worked. We didn't necessarily have to, but we did, because we wanted to give you an example to follow. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus gives us, and he gave us, the example to follow. And what is that example? To be loving, to be tolerant, to be courageous, to be giving, to be compassionate, merciful, very encouraging, never destructive. And then finally, we have the gospel. What does Jesus tell us? Basically, the building, the temple that they were worshiping in, that beautiful structure, has no value. What has value in God's eyes is the prayers and the true worship that happens inside the building. That is what has value in the eyes of God. And then Jesus goes on and talks about our opportunity to testify. So the disciple, as we heard in the New Testament, who is not testifying, who's being idle, who doesn't have any value, they're really not a disciple because they're not willing to extend themselves. They're not really willing to love God first and to love their neighbor. They don't even love themselves. They're wasting God's given gifts in their idleness. But Jesus tells us that a disciple is willing to endure, is willing to be persecuted, is willing to be hated. And his disciples are courageous, energized, giving, and even more important, giving of themselves. That's the vulnerable part. Jesus' disciples are ones who trust in him enough to give all that they can. God's disciples, Jesus' disciples, the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, always make an intentional and personal relationship with God through their prayer, through their witness, through their giving in every aspect of their lives. Jesus' disciple is one who imitates him, who is filled with mercy, tolerance, compassion, who is filled with self-control, joy, acceptance, obedience, always centered on God, always loving God and his creation. That disciple is valuable. That's us. We are valuable in God's eyes. We are his disciples, and that makes us good stewards. Pardon me. When we love God that much, when we recognize who he is and what he has done for us, then response is automatic. It will happen. The response is to come from our love and our gratitude, not because God demands it from us, but because we love him. But it's our gift to either choose to accept or to reject. So do we love God? When was the last time we told somebody, come to church with us, or talk about God in their neighborhood? Do we pray with people when we're even out in like Hurley's or Tops or in Kmart, in hospitals, at homes, on the phone, by sending cards? Do we show our Christian, our Jesus-like attitudes when we're driving, when we're shopping, when we're at work, or at school, or at play? Well, if we love God, we will, and we'll learn to love Him even more. Amen.